Stupid, Reckless, and Caught by Julian Lee. Read by S.K. Lee. Jack looked up into an icy stare and realized that this woman was staking a claim. "Move," she said, but it sounded more like a guttural grunt. Cutting his losses while he was slightly ahead, Jack retreated to the other side of the room, where Ed leaned against the window, watching the interchange with a grin. "You're supposed to protect me from him," Jack hissed, sliding up next to him. "Hey, man," Ed replied, shrugging. "I warned you about getting between Lou and the coffee." He shook his head. "She's like a predator in the wild. And you were competition for prey." Ed laughed, a sound that sent several of Jack's internal organs looping like they'd gone off for some crazy carnival ride without him. He shifted subtly closer to Ed, so their bodies brushed all along the edges. Ed looked over quickly, trying to keep his face neutral, but Jack could read his eyes too well. "What are you doing?" Jack shrugged slowly, so his arm slid along Ed's, drinking coffee, waiting for Detective Briscoe to show up. The worry was clearer in Ed's eyes now, but he didn't move away. Jack grinned at him, but he knew better than to push his luck any further. He and Ed had agreed, when they revealed their relationship to the world at large, it would be because of a deliberate decision on their part, not because they got stupid, got reckless, got caught. Right now, they were skirting a delicate line. Jack set his cup on the window ledge and folded his hands in front of him in a classic, "See how well I'm behaving" pose. Ed snorted. "Yeah, right," he muttered. Pushing away from the window, he smiled warmly at Jack and brushed his fingers down Jack's arm briefly. "I'm gonna go see if I can hunt up Looney," he announced. On the other side of the room, strategically circling the coffee maker, Van Buren nodded. "Tell him if he's not down here in 5 minutes, we're starting without him. And he won't like what happens then." "Got it." Ed disappeared from the room. Van Buren regarded Jack, still leaning against the window. For a minute, she looked like she was going to say something, but she settled for turning and refilling her mug instead. I'm sorry about the... Jack waved vaguely towards the coffee. She chuckled. "Don't apologize, counselor," she said. "I just hate these early meetings. No offense, but it's too damn early in the morning to be dealing with lawyers." Jack smiled appreciatively. "Ed says the same exact thing when my alarm goes off at 6. Van Buren's eyes went wide, and Jack froze still. Oh, shit. Stupid. Reckless. Caught. "I am so sorry, Ed." The end.